The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. I'll be talking to you today about different matters you have to think about before you file your lawsuit. Things you're going to think about when the accident first happens and when the crash first occurs. Things you might want to have accomplished before the crash occurs so you know exactly what's going on in your life and what's going on with respect to a case. I want to talk a little bit to you about right now, the preparation you have or what you look at and what you think about. Are you thinking about attorneys? Are you thinking about what you need to do and who you need to have in the event of a crash? Of course not. You've got other things that are more important, things that you want to have going on in your life, and the last thing you think about is a crash or injury to yourself and what you would do and how you would recover. When it does happen, you've got to think about law firms, and you start thinking about the different law firms that are out there. We're Bell and Pollock. We're known as the champions of the people. We're experienced lawyers. We've been working in carrying out our practice in the Denver metropolitan area and throughout the state of Colorado since 1984, when Gary and I first started our firm. We've litigated cases and tried cases throughout the entire state, representing injured people. That's been our practice the entire 32 years that we're talking about, and it's been a practice dedicated to helping injured people. So, What do we do? We handle all sorts of personal injury cases. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence or as a result of a defective condition or as a result of a crash, we're the attorneys you should call. We'll talk to you. We put together a legal game plan for you. We'll help you understand what your rights are, what you need to do. We've been doing these radio shows in one form or another for at least the last 15 years on Saturday mornings. At KHOW, we do a radio show where we give you a chance to call in and talk about any legal problem you have, any legal question you have. If we don't have the answer, even if it's something outside personal injury, it can be a trust question, it can be a state problem, it can be a family law problem, it can be a traffic incident, a traffic ticket. If you give us a call, we'll talk to you on the air and try and resolve it for you. And if we can't, then we'll get a hold of somebody who can help you, or we'll refer you to somebody. We'll talk to you off the air. Why do we do that? Because we believe that the community needs to know their legal rights, that they need to have access to legal representation. They need somebody who can help them, who can help them understand what they're doing. And that's why we developed a legal game plan. We are champions of the people, and that's, we'll champion your cause. We'll go forward with your cause. We'll help you. Of course, we listen to your case. We listen to what your facts and circumstances are. We give a free consultation, something very important for all of you to understand. If you've been hurt in a crash, if you've had an accident, or if you've been hurt as a result of a slip and fall, or if you had some other kind of injury due to the negligence of another, you can contact us. You can make an appointment to come in and talk to one of our attorneys, and we'll talk to you and we'll give you a legal game plan. We'll discuss what your rights and remedies are. We'll discuss with you whether or not you have a case. You see a lot of advertising nowadays from attorneys who talk about big numbers, who talk about big recovery, who have actors or maybe even their ex-clients come on and talk about how great their recovery was and all the money they got. Well, we've done the same thing. We haven't done that kind of advertising, but we've had that kind of recovery for our clients. But each case is unique. Each case is different. And you can't just think automatically, oh, I was hurt, so my case is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can't just automatically think, gee, there was a injury to me, or somebody did something wrong, and now I can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can't just think automatically, if I go running to one of these attorneys who's advertising, that I'm going to get bundles of money and I'm going to get huge amounts of money because they have people they talk about getting huge amounts of money. You can't just think about, or just can't assume, And don't be misled into assuming that an attorney can necessarily tell you what your case is about on your first visit to the attorney. Come in, I'll tell you what your case is about. Or come in, I'll get you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or come in, I'll change attorneys and I'll get you more money. These are things you have to think about, and you have to understand what goes on in the legal process. And the more you know about the legal process, the better off you're going to be understanding your case. So we've worked very hard to bring you information. We have our website, championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com, which we like to say is information loaded. And what do we mean by that? We give you a great deal of information that allows you to learn the factors that you can sift through. And that's the important part. You can sift through the hype and you can get an understanding of what exactly is and is not available to you, and what you should and shouldn't be able to do, of what your legal game plan should be, how you should proceed to try to maximize your recovery. And it's important that you get through all the implied beliefs that you're going to get a bundle of money just because you've been hurt. So what do you need to do when you come in and talk to an attorney? You're at our office, you're going to come in to us, it's going to be free. You're not going to pay any money to come in and talk to us. You're not going to be charged by the lawyer for coming in and talking to us. You're going to get to sit down with a lawyer. It's not going to be a paralegal. It's not going to be an investigator. We're not going to high pressure you into signing a document. If you can't make it in, we can make arrangements for somebody to come see you. But once again, we're not going to high pressure you into sign, and let's get going. And we're going to put you into a slot with some kind of promise or implied promise that may not be accurate. So we want you to understand your legal rights, and that's something we do in every case, and it's something we do with respect to you. And that we've been doing these shows, which we don't get paid to do these shows. We do these shows so that we can help you understand and you know what your legal rights are. So what are you going to do? You're going to come in and talk to us. We're going to discuss with you your case. You're going to bring all your papers in. We're going to look at them. We're going to go through them. If a further investigation needs to be done, we're going to talk to you about the investigation. We advise and we really believe you should come to us as soon as or as very close to when the event occurred as possible. And if that means, yes, you're in a hospital and you can't get out and you're not mobile, then yeah, you should come talk to us so we can or you should get a hold of us so we can come talk to you in the hospital so we can get your rights finalized or your rights put in motion. They're not going to be finalized. They're going to be put in motion as soon as possible. And it's going to be important that we make sure that you don't take steps that are going to be disastrous, that are going to hurt your case. They're going to cause you to not have the kind of recovery you want to have. So we encourage you to give us a call if you have been involved in any kind of incident where you've been injured, if you have a loved one who's been injured, if you have a loved one who's been harmed by another, you should give us a call. So or have your loved one give us a call so we can come in and talk to you, or you can come in and talk to us. It's kind of a no-brainer. It's free. We're not going to give you a bunch of hype. We're going to tell you the truth about your case. If you have a case, we're going to let you know. If your case needs more investigation, if your case needs more examination, if it needs more research, we're going to tell you what needs to be done. We're going to do it for you for free. And when we do the examination and we do the investigation, then we're going to talk to you about what kind of case you have and what you want to do for a case. You want to be careful when you're dealing with the adjusters. You know, a lot of times people think, well, I'll see what I can do with the case on my own. I think the odds and the statistics are pretty much there nowadays. I don't think there's any real statistics out there that would contradict the fact that if you use a lawyer, your recovery is going to be better than if you go it on your own. If you use a lawyer, you're going to be more satisfied and happier than if you go it on your own. Why? Because lawyers understand the nuances, the ins and outs of a case. And lawyers need to be there to help you to figure out those nuances. Yes, you're going to pay the lawyer. Yes, you're going to have certain costs that are going to get expended. Yes, you have to deal with those costs. And yes, you have to deal with those circumstances. But the odds are by vast majority of odds, is that you're going to end up better off using the lawyer and coming up with what the lawyer and following the lawyer's advice, or even letting the lawyer be your spokesperson. So you need to know the difference between, first of all, if you're dealing with a property adjuster, or if you're using when you're talking to the bodily injury adjuster. And why is this important? Well, there's certain information that different adjusters are entitled to know, or need to know, or should know. And you need to wonder why and what why they want information that's not supposed to be there. Why does a property adjuster need to know if you're hurt? Are they just being nice, or are they starting to put together a record? Are they starting to put something together where they're going to pass it on to the bodily injury adjuster to harm you? Are you the person who should be talking to them? Are you the person who should be discussing what's going on and why it's going on and what exactly has happened to you? Can you plead your own case and get across to people what your injuries are? These are matters we're going to talk about in the rest of the show, in the upcoming 45 minutes that we have to discuss with you what goes on when you've been hurt and what goes on in a personal injury case. We want to talk to you about what's being prepared for an accident, being prepared for an injury. And we also want to talk to you about what's going to be going on with respect to investing your case and learning about it. You're going to find out why you can't know what your case is worth necessarily on the first meeting, but you can certainly be represented appropriately. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Brad Pollock. I'm talking to you today about the basics of what happens in a crash and what do you want to do, whether or not you want to get a lawyer, how to sift through a great deal of what's going on with the case. It can be a very difficult situation, and it's one that I think you want to spend the time getting to understand what happens in a crash and what you're going to do. These are serious events, and these are events that you need to be able to address and understand what's going to happen, so that you're not faced down the road with mistakes that have caused you not to be able to maximize your recovery. Now, is it fair you maximize your recovery? Yes. Is it fair you get recovery for the injuries that have occurred? Yes. Is it fair that you understand the process? Yes. The insurance companies understand the process. They know the process. The adjusters who contact you and talk to you know the process. So should you know the process? Why not? This is something that's important. We try and get this across to you. Also, you need to know the process of weeding through all the different choices you have with respect to what lawyers you want and what lawyers you don't want. One thing that you need to understand is that the previous results of a lawyer with regard to what they did in some other case is absolutely no indication of what that lawyer can or can't do for you. You need to understand that that lawyer is going to be dealing with your case on a unique basis. Is it important that you know this? Let me put it this way. The most dangerous thing you do every day is drive your car. Now, you know, I probably have to give a little bit of room for some people who are in dangerous professions, that are in professions that can lead to injury or harm. And those people, we have a workers' comp show that we do, and you're welcome to hear our workers' comp and understand what your protections are. But the most dangerous thing you will do is drive your car each day. That's where you put your safety and the safety of those in your car, your loved ones, your children, your spouse, your parents, That's where you put their safety most at risk. That's where you lay it out in the hands in that's available to anyone who wants to be a careless driver, anybody who wants to be dangerous. When you think about all the things that go on in this world and all the different ways people get hurt and are killed, you've got to understand that what we face the most and the dangerous part we face is driving. We also understand that people get hurt when they visit different buildings, when they visit different establishments, when they're carrying out different activities in their lives. And when they get hurt, well, how are they going to get taken care of? What are they going to do? And this is part of the preparation aspect. And when you hear the recoveries that are made, when you hear about people getting money, when you hear about people being taken care of, it goes back to insurance. It starts with insurance. That's where you're going to get your money, and that's where you have your protection. Now, is it appropriate that you be asking the insurance company for money? Is it appropriate that you be suing them for money? Is it appropriate that you say they should pay you and you demand they pay you? Well, of course. That's what the policies are for, and that's what the premiums are for. Insurance companies are in the business of collecting money in advance to protect you against injuries or problems you might face in the future. Now, unfortunately, they're in the business of collecting as much as they can in the premium and then paying you as little as they can and as little as they can get away with when it comes time for your payout, when it comes time for you to collect on your injuries. So insurance companies have set up their systems that they believe will protect them. And you need to be able to deal with those insurance companies and understand what happens. But it starts with insurance. So sit down and think about it. Or as you're driving, think about it. When you're doing things, think about it. What insurance do you have? Now, are you going to depend on the insurance that is out there for somebody else that somebody else might carry? Are you going to depend on what somebody else has done to protect you? Is that the way you live your life? Is that the way you believe your life needs to be lived? Or is that the way you believe you take care of things? When you hear these advertisements of big dollars recovered, they can't be recovered from people normally. Normally, you don't have people who have that kind of money. You don't have people that just hand out $2.5 million or hand out hundreds of thousands of dollars. One of the commercials even talks about the insurance company paid X number times what the initial offer was. Well, of course they did. Of course, once you get an attorney involved, the insurance company is going to increase their offers. They're going to address the case in a different light. They're going to address it in a way that they realize they're now dealing with experienced attorneys, and they're not dealing with rookie people who have been hurt and don't understand their rights and don't understand their remedies. But the question is the insurance there? That's the first question. And how many people carry $100,000 of insurance? How many people carry $250,000? How many people carry $700,000? How many people carry $1 million worth of coverage? As you're sitting there right now listening to this show, think about what kind of coverage you carry in insurance, and think about anybody you know and how much insurance they carry. Go talk to your insurance salesperson and ask him. Ask your agent. How many times do you write $500,000 policies, $1 million policies, $1.5 million policies? And how many people get that to protect you when they're paying the premium to protect you? It's not very often. So how do you protect yourself? You got to get your own insurance. That's called underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage. That's called an umbrella policy for uninsured and underinsured motorists, or uninsured and underinsured coverage, where you can protect yourself for your injuries. You know, you've got to ask yourself, when you're dealing with an injury that has occurred and you want to learn whether or not there's commercial insurance. Are we dealing with trucking companies that have certain requirements? Gary and I have done a whole show, and we'll do shows in the future about what the requirements are for insurance with trucking companies and what they have to have. Is it a common carrier? Is it an Uber? Is it a Lyft? When you get into a taxi cab, do you know what kind of insurance they have on you for your protection as a passenger? Do they have any insurance? If you get hurt in an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi cab, do you have protection? should you be depending on Uber and Lyft and companies that look to make profits and drivers who look to make profits to carry insurance and spend that extra layer of expense? Are there laws out there that protect you and make sure you have coverage? Or should you have your own coverage? If you have an umbrella policy, you know, quite often you can buy your initial insurance, $25,50. $25,000 is the minimum that you can get, and then $50,000 per accident. But you can increase your insurance to $100,000, $250,000, to $500,000. You can get an umbrella policy. But the umbrella policy won't always have what we call uninsured or underinsured coverage. And that's coverage for you. So what's the protection you have? Do you have a number of policies in your household? If so, do you know what the differences are? Do you understand the differences? Have you sat down with your agent and said, what is the coverage I have? Have you placed a letter? Have you placed a letter to your insurance agent, putting in writing and specifically stating, this is the coverage I want. This is how I want my family protected. This is how I want my spouse protected. This is how I want to be protected. We so often worry about how our car is going to get fixed in the event we're in a crash. Do we worry about how our bodies are going to get fixed? What are we going to do when we go in there and when we're into the hospital? And the hospital is asking us about insurance. Before we even get to the hospital, are we going to talk about getting the proper insurance? And the answer is you must get the insurance. So ask yourself, how am I going to protect myself for my own life? Oftentimes we get life insurance to make sure we have coverage in the event we die, and we can make sure our loved ones are covered. But what about making sure we're covered in the event we're hurt, in the event our ability to earn is not there anymore, or it's been severely diminished because of the injuries we have? And where's that money going to come from? What about making sure that when the crash occurs and you find it in a car in which your child has been riding, and you want to find out if your child's going to be able to get their bills paid and they're going to be able to have coverage in the future? What about when you lose work? Are you going to be able to get your wages repaid? These are all things that have to happen with the insurance to begin with. These are things you need to talk to your agent about. Gary and I and the people at Bell and Pollock, we get no money or kickback or anything else from insurance companies selling insurance. But we know it's important to make sure you're protected, because when you wake up each morning, you think about your house. Is it insured? Of course it's insured. You think about your car. Do you want your car insured? You try and get your car insured in case somebody smashes it up. Do you get your body insured? Well, hopefully you do. But the question is, do you have enough? Because when you hear all these statements about millions of dollars being recovered, you have to understand the lawyers can't do that unless they have a source of funds that they can approach. And that source of funds they have to be able to attach to. They have to be able to contact that source of funds that is there to pay you to make sure that you're going to get recovery. So you need to sit down with your agent, put in writing to your agent how much coverage you want, how, and have your agent explain to you in writing with emails and the necessary proof exactly how they've given you this coverage. And do not waive your MedPay. Do not waive your underinsured motorist coverage. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. You need to be able to understand what happens when you deal with MedPay and when you deal with underinsured motorist coverage. Gary and I talk about it so many times. We have so many shows on it, but yet we still face many people who don't have the coverage. We're going to deal with all those in the upcoming segments. We'll be right back.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're talking to you today about being prepared for the crash and what you're going to do in the initial stages of the crash or the injury that you encounter. These don't have to just be car crashes. They can be other injuries that occur. And we're focusing on you being prepared for yourself. Power that you have within your own body, within your own life, within your own business, within your own affairs, to be able to deal with and carry out the protections that are going to safeguard you. Why is this so important? Because there are a lot of underinsured drivers. There are a lot of uninsured drivers. And why do I say underinsured? A lot of people are obeying the law. And you know, a little sideline. When you're in trial, when you realize somebody's gone to trial, you understand that that person probably has insurance and has been responsible enough, the defendant, to get protection for you. And you're trying to address getting the money that that person should be paying, and that money is coming from the insurance company. They've paid the premium. They've paid for the insurance company to protect them and also to protect you. When I get my car insurance, that's the same thing. I get my car insurance to protect me from my assets. I get my car insurance to obey the law because the law tells me I need to get insurance. And I also get my car insurance to protect other people, that if I have a momentary lapse, that if I do something wrong, that if I make a mistake and I cause injury to somebody, if I cause them to lose their job, if I cause them to have to go to the hospital, if I cause them to have to live in pain, I want them to be fairly compensated. And I want my insurance company to come forth and take care of that. But we also have a great many people who are not insured. They drive without insurance, and those people are not providing protection to you. Even though the law says they need to be providing some protection to you, they're not. And you need to have insurance to protect yourself, to take care of you. There's two different kinds of insurances in your normal car insurance policy that's going to protect you. It's called MedPay. And it's called uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured. And why do we have underinsured motorist coverage? It's the same thing. Many people go out there and they buy what they can afford. Unfortunately, some people go out and buy what insurance agents talk them into, or in a competitive market, convince them that that's all they need when they should be getting more coverage. So they become underinsured. $25,000 coverage is not a lot of money. You know, when you start talking about the expense it's going to cost for an ambulance, or the expense it's going to cost in the emergency room, or the expense it's going to cause in anything else you do, you realize that's not a lot of money. So you have to address it. You have to do something about it. And the way you address it or do something about it is you get your own coverage. I've dealt with people who come in. It's a $100,000 policy they've got for coverage, and for some reason, they're only carrying $50,000 coverage for themselves. So now all of a sudden they experience a great deal of loss. They experience a great deal of problem because they don't get the money they need to take care of themselves because an irresponsible driver hit them, took off, isn't around, or didn't have insurance, has gone to another state. Even if they're found, they still don't have the money. You're not going to get money from them. They can go to jail. Anything can happen to them, but you're not going to get money from them. And you've got to look to your own coverage. So let's talk about what happens. You have your MedPay. MedPay is a coverage. It's a mandatory $5,000 unless you waive it. Don't waive it. When your agent looks and says, do you want to waive it? Look at your agent and say, I think I want more. Tell them you want $25,000. Tell them you want $50,000. See how much coverage they'll give you and what they'll charge. MedPay pays for your injuries without regard to fault. So now if you've even caused a crash and you've been hurt or somebody in your car has been hurt, you have this MedPay that's available to pay without regard to fault. If somebody else caused you to get hurt, you not only have the MedPay that'll pay without regard to fault, but it also is going to allow you to recover back that amount from the negligent party and keep it. You don't have to give it back to the insurance company who advanced those funds. Why? Because you paid a premium. You paid your money up front to have that MedPay, and now you're being compensated for it. It's an important element of coverage. Now, many of you will say, well, I have health insurance, so why do I need the MedPay? Well, do you have health insurance on everybody? Is it going to cover everybody in your car? And if so, do you have a deductible? How big is that deductible? And are you saying, well, I think I'll just get enough to cover the deductible? Well, if your accident or if your crash happens in November or December, or let's say it even happens now, but your injuries require treatment this year and next year, now have you used up two deductibles because the deductible is a new one every year? Is the insurance going to cover all the injuries? What are the ins and outs of your health insurance? Don't listen to the agent. As a matter of fact, think about a different agent if they're looking and say, well, you have health insurance. You don't need this MedPay, so I can save you a few dollars here. Those few dollars are not worth it. Give up the Starbucks or give up for 1 week or give up going out to dinner for one time a month and get yourself some good coverage. Now, what happens when you go to when you go to the hospital? You want to be careful when you go to the hospital. And I know that's an odd thing to be hearing from somebody who's talking on the radio to you, but you want to be careful. Now, hospitals understand that there's a theory out there. When hospitals want to have a great deal of business and they want to make sure they get a lot of patients, they will enter into agreements. And they'll enter into agreements with companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they'll make deals with those people. And with health insurance companies, and they'll tell those health insurance companies, and it's all of them across the board, that if you send us your patients, we will give you a reduction in the amount we usually bill for the services. Or the health insurance company tells them, if we're going to send you our insureds, we're going to require that you give a reduction to our insureds. So if a normal procedure would be $1,000, you're only going to get $300 from us for that procedure. And you're going to write off $700. Now, you can imagine what hospitals feel about that, but they need the business. They want the insureds. They want to be part of the network, so they'll make deals. And they make deals with United Health. They'll make deals with Blue Cross Blue Shield. They'll make deals with all these different companies. And they'll agree to take less. Well, how's that affect you? Well, what affects you is that when you get hurt, that you're entitled to recover from the person who harmed you the $1,000 for that medical procedure, and the not $300. The hospital should only still be charging you the $300 if you're in the network and if you have that health insurance. What happens to the $700 difference? Who should get it? Well, who paid for the premiums? Who put together the scenario? Who paid for premiums both in their car insurance and in their health insurance, and who got hurt? So, of course, you get to. It's not going to be a benefit to the person who hurt you, and the hospital's getting the amount they agreed to take, or the healthcare provider, the doctor, is getting the amount they agreed to take far in advance with you using your insurance, and, of course, the insurance company is still getting his premium. What happens? You show up at the hospital, and they find out it's from a car crash, and all of a sudden, the hospital wants all the information from the car crash. They want to know who hurt you. They want to know what that insurance company is. Who's the insurance company on the other side of the case? They'll give you papers for a company called Avectus or for another company called Healthcare Recoveries or a number of other companies, and they'll say, we want your insurance cards, and we want to go against the insurance companies. Don't do that. Don't give them the information on Avectus. Don't give them to Avectus. Don't give the information to Healthcare Recoveries. Look at them and say, here are my health insurance cards. Give me my coverage and give me my care pursuant to my health insurance. That's what you're entitled to. All that's going to happen if you don't is that when the hospital turns this over to Avectus, when they get the information of who the at-fault party is, when they get the information of who that car insurance company is, when they get the information of how to contact that party, what's involved in the crash, they're going to start dealing directly with the other side's insurance company, the other side's lawyers, the other side's adjusters. They're going to deal with them to get the amount that normally would be billed by the hospital. Not the reduced amount, but to get the amount that would normally be used by the hospital. Because the hospital is no longer providing its care to you on what's called an in-network basis. It's now doing its deals through a third party, having Avectus be the party that's going to be getting the money for you. or the money for the services that have been provided to you. Why is that important? Because the question is, who should get the benefit of having all these policies, of buying this insurance, health insurance? Now, you buy health insurance, and you're paying for it out of your own pocket. Even if you say it comes from my employer or from my spouse's employer, understand, if the spouse's employer wasn't giving you insurance, if your employer wasn't giving you insurance and paying for some of it, if they're paying for some of it, your paycheck would probably be higher because the money is has to be for employees. Some of it gets diverted to getting you a group policy that hopefully you're getting your insurance at a lesser rate. So you've paid for these benefits to have the amount that needs to be paid for a procedure less than the amount that's normally billed. Now all of a sudden you've got companies like Avectis and Healthcare Recoveries, Optum, a number of companies that are going to walk in and they're going to say they want the money that that your car insurance would pay or that the other side's car insurance would pay. You're entitled to that difference between what the what your own insurance, health insurance company pays on the bill versus what's billed in a normal procedure by the hospitals. It's called the amount billed versus the amount paid. If you have further questions, you should give us a call. 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Come talk to us. This is an important situation. You need to be insured in advance, and you do not talk to or give information to the hospital or any healthcare provider about what's going on with your premiums, or I'm sorry, with your benefits and what who the other side's insurance company is. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Brad Pollock here in studio talking to you about what needs to happen when the first stages of a car crash or when you're injured. We were talking on the other side of the break about the importance that when you're hurt, the first thing you're probably doing is going to the hospital or to the doctor. Really, this is the best time to be contacting an attorney. And you know, attorneys are going to be dealing with you in different ways, but most personal injury lawyers in our firm at Bell and Pollock, we will talk to you and we'll get together with you and we'll do the things to protect you with regard to the initial stages. But this is why we want to talk to you about a legal game plan, because rather than come on and just say, hey, guess what? You know, you need to talk to a lawyer. You need to talk to a lawyer. I can get you 10 times more what they offered, or I can tell you what your case is worth, or I can get, or here's somebody who got $700,000, and here's somebody who got $200,000, and here's somebody who got $500,000, and here's somebody who got $150,000, without knowing what the case is about. Without knowing how it affected those people, without knowing what the coverage was, without knowing how the case came together, it really tells you nothing. It tells you nothing. It's just hype. What you need to do is you need to understand what's happening. And the first thing we need to do is arm you with some power and some understanding. And that's what we're trying to do when we give you legal game plans. That's what we've been trying to do for the last 15 years when we've been on the radio talking to you every single week, coming in and trying to explain to you what goes on. And so in this show, I've talked to you about making sure you have insurance coverage. No, don't fall for what the agent tells you. If the agent says we can get rid of your UIM or you don't have to have as much UIM, underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage, don't fall for it when the agent says you don't need as much med pay. Don't fall for it when the agent says, well, I can get you an umbrella policy, but it's just going to cover the other guy, but not you. Tell the agents you want protection for yourself, that you count as much as everybody else you're protecting, and that you want to make sure you're covered. Now, once you get covered, we start talking about what happens when you get hurt, and you're headed for the hospital, you're headed for the doctor. Now, if the crash happens and you're having to go straight to the hospital, nobody stops and says, "Let me call my lawyer." You're not going to do that. If you've been in an accident, you've been hurt, a lot of times the injuries don't show up for days, even weeks. It's well recognized. And when it shows up, when it's been a week and all of a sudden you're feeling bad and you're not feeling good and stuff, rarely do you say, let me go call a lawyer. Let me call the lawyer before I call the doctor. You're going to call the doctor first. You're going to make an appointment. You're going to see what's wrong with you. Maybe you won't even call the lawyer until after the appointment. Or if you need to go into the hospital because you're feeling that bad because the pain in your head is so bad or your neck or your back from an injury and it's 2 days later, you go up and you go to the doctor or you go to the hospital. You don't stop to call the lawyer. You're calling the lawyer afterwards. And by that time, a lot of things might have happened. And that's why it would be great if... Obviously not at the scene. If you're at the scene, you need to go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. Get your treatment. But if you have days between the crash and the time you go to the doctor, call the lawyer. Get an appointment with a lawyer. Sit down and talk to him. Experienced lawyers. You can call us at Bell and Pollock. You can call us at 303-795-5900 so we can talk to you about what goes on. But what's going to go on when you get to the hospital is going to be very interesting because you're going to walk in, you're going to hand them your health insurance cards. And a lot of times they're going to look at you and they're going to say, no. Tell us about the accident. Tell us the insurance companies involved in the accident. You're going, why? Here's my health insurance card. And as I said earlier, that's because the hospital wants to recover a higher amount of your money. They want to recover a higher amount from those insurance companies. And they're going to talk from the car insurance companies. And they're going to turn it over to companies like Avectis. Avectis is a difficult company because what's going to happen with Avectis is they're going to come in and they're going to get all this information about your crash. They don't owe you any duties. They don't owe you any reason to protect you. So they're going to go in and they're going to get this information. And when they get this information, they're going to call up the other side's insurance company or they're going to write the other side's insurance company or the other side's lawyers. And they're going to say, before you pay this injured person, before you give them any money, before you do anything with them, you pay us money and you reimburse us. And they're going to want a reimbursement at a higher rate than your health insurance company would have been paying them. And they're going to give information, because you're signing releases while you're doing it, they're going to give information to the other side that's going to be harmful to you pursuing your case. They're going to make it next to impossible for you to get a fair recovery. They're going to be in the middle of it. And a lot of times, they're going to be feeding information to the other side before they even feed it to you or to your own lawyers. So your lawyers wake up and they get to be surprised each day to find out that all of a sudden, the other side knows more about your case, knows more about your health situation than you do. Then when they go to recover, when your own lawyer goes to recover for you or where you go to recover, they're going to look and say, we're not giving the money to you. We're going to give it to Healthcare Recoveries, or we're going to give it to Optum, or we're going to give it to Avectis. We're going to give it to these healthcare providers who would have taken less under the health insurance plan if you'd have said, no, you're going to take it under the health insurance plan. And then you're in another war. You're in another fight. You're trying to figure out what you should do. So what do you need to do when that crash happens? What you need to do is you need to get your medical care. But if you have insurance, try and stay in network. Get your insurance. Now, obviously, in emergencies, you go somewhere out of network, you're still covered. Your health insurance will normally still cover that in an emergency. But get yourself, when you go to the doctors, tell them to pay to get paid under your health insurance. That's why you have it. Do not be filling out these forms for car accident information. That's not anything they need to know at that point. Wait till you talk to a lawyer. Don't be filling out any forms for any injury companies. Don't be doing it. They can find out that later. And when you call on your car and you're talking to the property adjuster, remember the property adjuster is just that. They adjust the property, the damage to your vehicle, the damage to your car. They adjust those situations. They don't adjust the damage to your body or to other people's bodies. Why is that important? Because when they start asking you questions about your injuries, when they start asking you questions about whether or not you've been to a doctor and what the doctors have said, why are they asking this if they're a property adjuster and their deal is to deal with the car? Well, there's a reason they're doing that. And the reason they're doing that is they're trying to get information to feed it back over to their other side who's adjusting this case, the other side of their business, which is the bodily injury side. So hopefully you've made statements that they can use against you. Thus, the thing we come down to is the most important thing you can do is you need to get a lawyer. You need to talk to a lawyer. You need to be able to discuss it. You can call us at Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. You can look us up, bellpollock.com, or you can look us up, Champions of the People. We'll talk to you. We'll help you understand. Even if you're headed down to the hospital, if you're making appointments, like I said, you're not going to do it on the way on an emergency out of the ambulance. That's why we want you armed now with that information. We want you understanding what you can do now to understand it and to know what your rights are. Now you say, well, what about with my own insurance company? Can I give them information? And normally I would tell you no. You're not going to give them information either. You're going to cooperate with them, but the thing they're going to do when they start wanting to get information, when they want signed releases, it allows them to get their health, all your medical information, sometimes medical information that's far beyond and far outside the injuries you experienced in the crash. When they say they want to be able to republish it and hand it out to other people, you want to stop that. You want to be able to cooperate with them. You want to be able to work with them. You want to do the things with your own insurance company that's going to protect you. But remember, when you're trying to collect on your MedPay, they may have a separate agency that's doing nothing more than trying to beat down your MedPay. When you go into your chiropractor and your chiropractor looks and says, just give me the name of your insurance company and I'll charge you against your MedPay. Well, that MedPay is a precious amount of money. It's important money for you to have to get the maximum amount of care. So you want to be careful what kind of charges the chiropractor is going to level against that MedPay. You want to talk to the chiropractor. Find out. Don't necessarily give a lien right away. You know, are you ultimately going to give a lien? Maybe not. Maybe you're just going to allow payments to a certain extent out of your MedPay to the chiropractor. Then you're going to be saying, what's the game plan? What are you going to be doing? How long do you think I'm going to need sessions? What is my injury, and why do you want to collect all my med pay when I may need it for other things? So this is a very complicated process. The best thing you can do is call a lawyer early. We've talked so many times on the radio and so many times to people saying you want to get the lawyer involved early to start helping to manage and oversee the process, to help guide you through the process and let you understand what's happening. Everybody is getting involved in the game once you're hurt. And the game is they're trying to get money from the MedPay if they're a healthcare company. They're trying to get money from the other side's insurance. They're trying to get money from your underinsured motorist. They're trying to get information to harm you if they're on the other side of the case. Doesn't matter what the adjuster is, they're going to try and get information that's going to be to their benefit, where they can try and put some of the fault on you or try and say that you're not as hurt as you are or this is a pre-existing condition. It's important that you listen, that you have an idea in advance as to what you want to do and how you want to address your injuries. This may not be your injuries. This may be the injuries of your spouse. This may be the injuries of your children. This may be the injuries of somebody very close to you, of a loved one. And you've been called on to help protect this valuable asset that you have that starts with insurance. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here every Saturday to talk to you. We come to you and try and give you information to have you fully prepared for what's going to happen to you. Come see us. You can call us at 303-795-5900, or you can look us up at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. Come talk to us. Listen to our shows. Have yourself ready to go in the event of an injury. And we'll be back next week to talk to you about a new personal injury topic. Until everybody stay safe.